This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom. Kennedy.
Okay.
And a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Get, dude.
It's going to be like this all show.
Kennedy, say hey to Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Kennedy.
Rachel, you're from which town?
Sandown, New Hampshire.
Sandown? That's my... Never heard of it.
That's okay. No one has.
Okay. What's it near?
Near Plastow, Hampstead, Derry.
Okay. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
And what's your daughter's name? Who's with you?
Abby.
All right. How old is Abby? Hey, good morning, Abby.
She's 12.
Nice. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Question number one, Rachel. Sources say Victoria Beckham ruined her son Brooklyn's wedding to Nicola Peltz by stealing their first dance. Witnesses reportedly saw Nicola run from the room crying.
That is a wild move to do at someone's wedding.
How did Victoria Beckham rise to fame?
She was Posh Spice from the Spice Girls.
Question number two, Ozzy Osbourne is giving 120% to his final performance on July 5th. He has a trainer to improve his endurance and has his blood pressure taken 15 times a day. Finish the famous Ozzy Osbourne lyric. I'm going off the rails on a blank.
Oh, my husband's going to kill me. I have no idea.
Question number three. Chris Elliott, 65 today. He played Roland, the mayor of a small town in which hit comedy series from Dan and Eugene Levy?
Schitt's Creek.
Question number four. Sports personality Pat McAfee was given a mic at the Knicks versus Pacers game, and he spent his airtime trashing famous Knicks fans like Spike Lee and Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller, known for his role as a vapid supermodel in the movie Zoolander, who played Hansel in that movie?
Owen Wilson.
Question number five. The original cast of Hamilton will put on a special performance as part of the Tony Awards celebrating the Broadway production's 10th anniversary.
Let's go.
Who created and starred in Hamilton?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Abby, how do you think your mom did?
Really good.
You are correct.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
That is the right answer. Rachel got 4 out of 5,
Woo!
Kennedy.
Well done.
Abby approved.
That's important.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sources say Victoria Beckham ruined her son Brooklyn's wedding to Nicola Peltz by stealing their first dance. Witnesses reportedly saw Nicola run from the room crying. How did Victoria Beckham rise to fame?
The Spice Girls.
Tied at one. Ozzy Osbourne is giving 120% to his final performance on July 5th. He has a trainer to improve his endurance and has his blood pressure taken 15 times a day. Finish the famous Ozzy lyric. I'm going off the rails on a blank.
Crazy train.
2-1. Chris Elliott.
Points for singing?
Huh? That wasn't your best.
I liked it.
Thank you.
2-1. Question number 3. It's a little pitchy for me, dog.
Oh, get out.
Well, that's a no for me, dog.
Chris Elliott, 65 today. He played Roland, the mayor of a small town in which hit comedy series from Dan and Eugene Levy.
Schitt's Creek.
He's 65. That's scary to me because
he's your doppelganger.
Because he's my doppelganger.
Yeah. You get that a lot, like your celebrity lookalike.
Yes. 3-2. Question number 4. Sports personality Pat McAfee was given a mic at the Knicks-Pacers game, and he spent his entire time trashing famous Knicks fans like Spike Lee and Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller is known for his role as a vapid supermodel in the movie Zoolander, who played Hansel in the movie.
Owen Wilson.
4-3. Question number 5. The original cast of Hamilton will put on a special performance as part of the Tony Awards celebrating the Broadway production's 10th anniversary. Who created and starred in Hamilton?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Sorry, I misheard the middle name.
He's the $10 founding father without a father.
Don't get us started. We'll be here all day.
5-4 is the final score. Ooh. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, Rachel. However, you did win yourself a $100 99 restaurant gift card. Visit the 99 restaurant this weekend for their double bonus gift card special. You buy a $25 gift card and receive two $5 bonus gift cards for Father's Day. Just saying. Just reminding you.
Do you want to go to the 99 for Father's Day?
Does it feel like that? Because yes.
Oh, we do. We
exactly.
Love
did you tell your family this, or are you just saying it on the radio hoping they'll hear it?
Why communicate with your family?
You're going to get socks and you'll like it.
Rachel, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Rachel and Abby from Sandown, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
What?
Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
You suck.
You won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, cause you're a loser.
Can't beat Kennedy. Oh, whoa, that's the wrong one. Sorry about that. Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way. And a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jim from Bedford.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Jim, also your daughter's in the car. What's her name?
Ella.
Ella, good morning, Ella.
I'm dropping her off at school, but she won't get out of the car until we're done.
We'll write her a note for being late, Jim. It's fine.
All right, Jim and Ella, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more of them right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That is a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio. Oh, Blue Eyes, can you confirm that she has left our studio?
She has left the building.
Yeah, she's over in that other room. She can't hear us now. Question number 1. 22 years ago today, Pixar released Finding Nemo. It went on to win an Oscar for the best animated feature. What kind of fish is Nemo?
Clownfish.
Alanis Morissette, 51 today, finished the lyric to one of her most well-known songs. Take a listen. It's like
when you've already paid.
Half a point. You didn't sing it, Jim.
Question number 3. There's a new list of America's favorite gas station snacks, and the top 2 are beef jerky and Rice Krispie treats. Who are the 3 Rice Krispie mascots?
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Beef jerky hits different, especially on a road trip.
It's pricey, though.
It's gotten out of, yeah.
Like, I don't want to pay that much for a gas station snack.
They have designer beef jerky now.
I don't even know what that means.
Just means it's like $22 for 3 pieces. The New England Patriots are investigating a video of wide receiver Stephon Diggs passing some sort of pink substance in a baggie to a woman on a yacht. Diggs' girlfriend is a famous rapper who has also been getting a lot of attention in the fiasco. What is her name?
Ella?
I don't know.
Okay.
Ella Bella.
Question number five. The most watched show of 2024-2025 season in America was the South Korean show Squid Game. The only foreign language film to ever win the Best Picture Oscar is also South Korean. It happened in 2020. Can you name that movie? It's a good one, too. Love that.
Finding Nemo?
Let's get Kennedy back,
yes.
back in the studio.
The South Korean classic, Finding Nemo.
I just love Ella scolding him in the background. Dad! All right. Ella, where do you go to school?
I go to Wayne Elementary.
Right. And how many days do you have left?
We have 15 and a half days left.
But who's counting?
15 and a half. Jim and Ella got 3 out of 5. Kennedy.
All right, well done, friends.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
22 years ago today, Pixar released Finding Nemo. It went on to win an Oscar for the best animated feature. What kind of fish is Nemo?
Clownfish.
Tied at 1. Alanis Morissette, 51 today, finished the lyric to one of her most well-known songs. It's like rain. That's
point,
how you
point
get
a half.
Yeah, that's how you get a full point. You'll know better next time, Jim. 2-2. Question number 3. There's
you
a list.
There's
a new list of America's favorite gas station snacks, and the top two are beef jerky and Rice Krispie treats. Who are the three Rice Krispie mascots?
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Especially the spicy Slim Jim, Dan.
Oh, Kennedy, what's the best road trip snack?
Combos.
Ooh, pizza combos?
Yes.
It's the end of story. Yes. There is no other answer.
Funyuns all day.
Combos are good, too.
Funyuns?
Did you just say Funyuns?
Yep.
Did we just break up?
I like Funyuns, man.
3-3, question number 4.
They smell so bad and they make your mouth taste weird. No.
The new... Dan, can we buy him some Funyuns for the road trip to the Cape this weekend?
Not my brand new car.
I just want chaos.
Lean in for a kiss with Funyun breath on the Sagamore.
Leave a few under the seat.
Oh, no. Not in my new car.
The New England Patriots are investigating a video of wide receiver Stephon Diggs passing some sort of pink substance in a baggie to a woman on a yacht. Diggs' girlfriend, who is a famous rapper, has also been getting a lot of attention in the fiasco. What's her name?
Cardi B.
4-3. Question number 5. The most watched show of the 2024-2025 season in the United States was the Korean show Squid Game. The only foreign language film to ever win the Best Picture Oscar. Also, South Korean. Came out in 2020. Named the movie.
Parasite.
That was fast.
That was wicked fast. 5-5 is the, or 5-3 is the final score.
No, 5-5. You said it first.
Own it, you know. You can confuse him. He's confused easily.
That's true. It's true. 5-5. Congratulations. You won $1 million. What just happened? Oh, my God. All the text messages of I love Funyuns now.
See? Let's go.
These are your people. These are your people. All right. Well, unfortunately, you don't get the cash, Jim and Ella, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Jim and
Ella. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
From Bedford, and
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. You can hit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Patty from Midway.
Hi, Patty.
Good morning.
Patty, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Oh, Blue Eyes, you will again confirm Kennedy's left the studio. Can't hear anything this app.
She has left the studio.
Thank you for that confirmation. Don't know what we would have done without you. We appreciate you. All the hard work this morning. We're going to pay you off with all the free coffee.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
All right, Patty, you ready?
I'm ready.
Today is the birthday of the late Mel Blanc. He was the voice of classic cartoon characters like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. In the Looney Tunes show, what is the name of the incompetent hunter who tries to catch Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
Amy Poehler says guys doing goofy gymnastics turns her off. She realized it when she saw Tom Cruise do a backflip in The Outsiders.
That's why I never learned to do a backflip.
Just a weird... Amy Poehler is currently on the Restless Leg Tour with another female comedian that she has worked with for years. What is her name?
Tina Fey.
Two shows were abruptly canceled at Fenway Park yesterday because of a stage production issue. Name the two shows that got canceled.
Shakira and Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn.
Question number four. Sydney Sweeney is literally selling her bathwater. Dr. Squatch will sell soap infused with Sydney Sweeney's real bathwater from a photo shoot.
They're going to make $1 million from Creepy Deuce.
That is the most ridiculous idea I have ever heard of. Where are they selling
it? I'll take 10.
Margot Robbie. Excuse me. What is this? I'm a little confused.
I'm sorry. The question got cut off.
Sorry about that. What was the question?
Yeah, so it was basically Sydney Sweeney. One of her first movies was the Quentin Tarantino movie featuring Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie about the Tate murders.
Okay.
Can you name the movie?
Thank you, Dan.
No idea.
Question number five. Robin Thicke is getting married this weekend. Name the Robin Thicke and Pharrell song that spent 12 weeks at number one in the country, but also got them sued by Marvin Gaye's estate.
Oh, I can hear it in my head.
Well, say it out loud.
It's not coming.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Please.
Kennedy!
Please. That's what she said.
Yeah. I got that one.
Kennedy, welcome back.
What happened?
Nothing.
It's too many boys in the studio, Kennedy. We're off the rails.
I know. There are four grown men in this place. I'm sorry.
Deliver me.
I apologize,
don't
Kennedy.
It's all good.
I'm sorry. You live in a locker room.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We'll wash our dirty clothes. Sorry. Patty got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Patty.
These are tough. You ready?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Today is the birthday of the late Mel Blanc. He was the voice of classic cartoon characters like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. In the Looney Tunes show, what is the name of the incompetent hunter who tries to catch Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
Tied at 1. Amy Poehler says guys doing goofy gymnastics turns her off. She realized it when she saw Tom Cruise do a backflip in The Outsiders. She's currently on the Restless Leg Tour with another female comedian she's worked with for years. What is her name?
Tina Fey.
What do you think about guys doing goofy gymnastics, Kennedy?
Why not?
Hey, Dan, do a backflip for her real quick.
No, I don't do goofy gymnastics. I don't want to turn girls off.
Tied at two. Question number three. Two shows were abruptly canceled at Fenway Park yesterday because of a stage production issue. Name the two shows that got canceled.
Shakira and Jason Aldean with Brooks and Dunn.
Tied at three. Sydney Sweeney is literally selling her bathwater. Dr. Squatch will sell soup. Or soap, excuse me.
It is her soup, really.
Yeah.
That's all about
body
it.
Soup.
Sweeney soup.
Infused with Sydney Sweeney's real bathwater from a photo shoot. Sydney Sweeney and Margot Robbie starred together in a movie about the Tate murders. It was a Quentin Tarantino film, Kennedy.
Oh.
Can you name the movie?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
4-3, question number five. Robin Thicke is getting married this weekend. Can you name the Robin Thicke and Pharrell song that spent 12 weeks at number one in the country, but also got them sued by Marvin Gaye's estate?
Blurred Lines.
It is Blurred Lines. Look at
that.
Was that all 15 today?
Might have been.
Oh, someone's showing off.
No, I'm not, because I have one more game to go. No, I'm not.
A.P. Flex.
Humble brag.
Well, when you got it.
I'm still absolutely floored that I've only lived here and I had no idea that our buns were different than the rest of the country.
Yes, they're completely different.
My mind is blown. I need
really?
To Google what they
like
look
you
like.
You were today years old when you found out that all
have
buns
you never
are
been to another ballpark?
Another ballpark, no.
Yeah. Well, huh.
I've never seen a baseball game out of state.
Okay. Well, yeah, because you would, yeah. I've been to 13 different ballparks, and honestly, you get 13 different buns. Every ballpark has their own little thing going on for their food.
I have a running list of ballpark foods I like at different ballparks.
A little spreadsheet action
I
happening.
Do.
Yeah, well, I like that.
Nerd!
All right, well, Patty, I'm sorry. We got
Jenna,
sidetracked
are you still
by hot
there,
dog.
My love?
I'm so sorry.
I'm still here.
Patty, what's your take on buns?
You got to go New England style.
There it is.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Patty, we appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the win or the money. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Patty from Medway, and I can't beat Kennedy. But I do have to give a quick shout out to my son, Richard, who's graduating from pre-K this afternoon.
So. From pre-K?
Pre-K. We did it.
We made it. Look at us.
Do they wear tiny little graduation
caps?
Got
caps and gowns.
They do, and he had to make his own hat.
Send pictures, please.
The entire world.
Dan, shut up. Don't say it, Dan.
I haven't said anything.
Yes, we graduate from pre-K, and when you have a kid, you'll be having a ceremony.
We graduate from nap time?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.